The limited overcurrent capability of grid-forming inverters makes current limiting essential during large disturbances. Activation of a circular current limiter does not always cause the operating equilibrium to disappear. This paper develops an analytical framework to predict the grid voltage boundaries at which the current limiter is activated, determine whether the operating equilibrium persists as a saturated stable equilibrium point, and identify the voltage at which it is lost. The current limiter-based grid-forming inverter with frozen anti-windup is formulated as a piecewise smooth system comprising normal control and current-limited modes, so limiter activation is interpreted as a boundary equilibrium bifurcation. A continuation formulation that switches to a reduced current-limited model when the current limiter is activated is introduced to avoid the rank deficiency caused by frozen integrator states. An equivalent circuit that includes the filter capacitor yields closed-form expressions for the lower and upper boundary voltages at which the current limiter is activated. A positive lower boundary slope predicts that a saturated stable equilibrium point persists in the current-limited mode and is lost at a later saddle node, whereas a non-positive slope predicts a non-smooth fold and equilibrium loss at the boundary equilibrium bifurcation. The upper boundary slope is always negative under the assumed parameter conditions. Power angle analysis, dynamic model continuation in single inverter and modified 9-bus systems, and time domain simulations validate these predictions, showing that current limiter activation can either cause immediate equilibrium loss through a non-smooth fold or allow a saturated stable equilibrium point to persist until it is lost at a later saddle node.